Explorers 4. Text copyright Jill Munton. Recording copyright Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. Pinocchio, a classic tale by Carlo Collodi, adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. Geppetto's Puppet. Geppetto was a poor, lonely woodcarver. One day, he started to carve a puppet from a piece of wood. "I'll call the puppet Pinocchio," he thought. "He will live with me and be like a son, but he won't be a real boy." First, he carved Pinocchio's eyes. The eyes opened and stared at him. Next, he carved the nose and mouth. The mouth began to laugh at Geppetto. Finally, he carved the arms and the legs. Then Pinocchio stood up and ran away. Geppetto ran after the naughty puppet. He ran and ran until he caught Pinocchio. "Why did you run away?" Geppetto cried. At that moment, a policeman came along the road. He saw Geppetto shouting at the puppet.
"Stop shouting at that poor puppet," the policeman said.
And the policeman took Geppetto to the police station. Pinocchio went home and sat down in Geppetto's chair. Then he heard a small sound above his head. "Cree, cree, cree, cree."
"Who's there?" cried Pinocchio.
"It's me, Jiminy Cricket," said a voice.
Pinocchio looked up. He saw a little cricket on the wall. The cricket laughed at him.
"This is my father's house," said Pinocchio. "I want you to go."
"I will not go," said the cricket. "I've lived in this house all my life. You ran away from home. You're a very naughty puppet."
"I don't want to be a puppet," said Pinocchio. "I want to be a real boy. But I don't want to go to school. I want to play in the woods and climb trees."
"You must go to school and be good," said the cricket. "Then you will be a real boy."
Pinocchio began to feel tired, so he sat near the fire and went to sleep. Later that night, Geppetto came home from the police station. He knocked on the door, but Pinocchio did not hear him.
"Pinocchio, let me in," Geppetto cried.
But when Pinocchio woke up, his feet were on fire.
"I can't let you in," Pinocchio called to Geppetto. "I can't stand up. The fire is burning my feet."
Geppetto climbed in through the window. He was very angry. But when he saw Pinocchio's feet, he felt sorry for the poor puppet.
"Will you make me some new feet, Geppetto?" said Pinocchio.
"I will make you some new feet, but you must not run away again," Geppetto replied.
"No," said Pinocchio. "The cricket told me to be good. I want to be a real boy. I will do what you tell me, and I will go to school."
So Geppetto carved two little feet. He stuck them onto Pinocchio's legs. Then Pinocchio said,
"I will need some clothes for school."
Geppetto took a piece of paper and some scissors. He made a little shirt, a little pair of trousers, and a little hat. Pinocchio put them on. Then Pinocchio said,
"I need an ABC for school. I have to learn the alphabet. Will you buy me an ABC?"
So poor Geppetto bought an ABC for Pinocchio. He bought it with his last piece of gold. The next morning, Pinocchio set off for school. He wore his new clothes and he took his new ABC.
I will learn to read and write today, he thought. Then I can be a real boy.
Pinocchio walked into the town. There were lots of children in the town square, and he could hear music.
What's happening?
Pinocchio asked a boy.
It's a puppet theatre, replied the boy. And it's starting now. Do you want a ticket? You must pay with one piece of gold.
I haven't got a piece of gold, said Pinocchio. But I can give you my ABC for a ticket.
Then Pinocchio went into the puppet theatre. On the stage, two puppets were fighting. Lots of children were watching them and laughing. Then one of the puppets saw Pinocchio and cried,
Look, it's Pinocchio!
Come up onto the stage, Pinocchio! Cried the other puppet.
Pinocchio jumped up onto the stage. All the puppets hugged him. One puppet danced round the stage with him. But then one of the boys shouted,
I don't like this show. There's too much hugging and dancing.
Soon all the other boys and girls began to shout too. The owner of the puppet theatre came onto the stage.
This is your fault, he said to Pinocchio. I know what I'll do. I have no wood for my fire. I will burn you.
Please don't put me on the fire, cried Pinocchio. Think of my poor father, Geppetto. He's just a poor woodcarver. What will he do without me?
Then the man felt sorry for Pinocchio.
All right, he said. I will burn another puppet. Come here, Harlequin.
No, please don't put Harlequin on the fire, cried Pinocchio. Burn me, not Harlequin.
The man looked at him.
You are a brave puppet, he said. All right, I won't have a fire tonight. But you must go home now. Here are 5 pieces of gold. Give them to your father, Geppetto.
So Pinocchio said goodbye to the other puppets and set off for home.